We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A Radio.com sports station. And now, Chuck and Winkler, two townies talking Wisconsin sports, covering nothing but your favorite teams. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Good morning, Chuck and Winkler. Chuck and Winkler both out, so it's Ryan Horvat, and I'm Kevin Holden from CBS 58, and every once in a great, great while on Telemundo, Wisconsin, the call last night of Packers-Ravens. So we have an interesting combination. I feel like the Brewers, without playing, make me feel better about their team yesterday than the Packers did when they were playing.
No, right. Completely understandable, right? I know. It was a bigger night for the Brewers. Like, got to talk preseason football, and there were some takeaways. And 414-799-1250, you could give us yours. Last night, a much bigger night for the Brewers than the Packers. And we were expecting so much because we thought we were finally going to see Aaron Rodgers take snaps in Matt LaFleur's system. Right. Even if they don't show you much. Just see, I mean, the last time we saw Aaron Rodgers, he didn't know where he was at. He was concussed week 17 against the Lions. Hugging on to Randall Cobb, who we'll never see again. Unless we see him in a Dallas Cowboys jersey. Damn it. But, yeah, so I feel like the Brewers accomplished more last night by having the night off than the Packers did by stepping foot onto the field in Baltimore, where the first team defense, Lamar Jackson looked really, really good last night. 414-799-1250. You could all tweet us at 105.7FM The Fan. Find us on Facebook, too. And you could listen to us on the Radio.com app, which if you're leaving the state, you could pick us up. And the best part about Radio.com is if you miss anything today, each hour will be posted along with each interview, including when we speak with Ryan Wood from the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackerNews.com at 8:20. Find out what his biggest takeaway was. Jeff tweets in at 105.7 FM The Fan, says his biggest takeaway from this horrible preseason game, the Ravens were physically superior and more polished than a Packers team that looks the same as last year. And I have to agree.
There were certain points in this Packers, especially on defense in this Packers team, that made you flash back a little bit, right? You were talking about a chance for a tackle for a loss for Za'Darius Smith that he missed, and you were like, oh, yeah, okay.
Hey, he fits in. Right in. There's Nick Perry part two.
Yeah. That's the sort of thing that you don't want to be talking about in August, but it did sort of personify what that second preseason game was. And again, it's, you know, I am trying not to be Friday overreactor to the preseason thing, but, you know, as soon as I heard Aaron Rodgers wasn't playing, I was like, oh, please tell me we're not in for this kind of night.
I know.
And it's just, it's going to be, you know, a whole lot of Tim Boyle, and it was a whole lot of Tim Boyle, and it was no Aaron Jones and no Jamal Williams, and, you know, again, those guys, you know, those first teamers, the Rodgers and the Jones and Williams, all the guys, aren't hurt, and that would be so much worse if we were talking about them being hurt right now. But
yeah. Oh, so I'm fine talking about them just sitting out. I would like to see Jamal Williams a little bit, though. Like, if we're not going to see Aaron Jones, I'm fine with that because
right.
I want to keep him healthy.
Yeah.
And one of the main issues with Aaron Jones is just keeping him on the field. His durability is always in question. But I wouldn't mind seeing Jamal Williams and where he's going to fit in this offense.
Yeah, where, like, he feels like he's just missing right now.
Right, right.
It's not that he's, you know, being rested or whatever. It's just, is looking on the sidelines. Is Jamal there? Is he hanging out? Is he going to go to Winnipeg?
Usually he's dancing around the place. You can't miss the guy, right?
Speaking of which, you got a call here, but have you talked at all about this Winnipeg, like, I call it a controversy, this Winnipeg thing with the tickets?
No, not really. Just the fact that they're going to be regular priced, you mean?
Well, yeah, so they're going to be regular priced, but there are, every day, now, of course, I played CFL Fantasy a couple of years ago because...
CFL Fantasy is a thing?
Secret... Like you, I'm kind of a degenerate.
Okay.
Dude, I thought Horvy had a gambling problem.
Yeah.
My God.
No, yeah. Degenerate. I just put the halo on, but as I said on Twitter, sometimes it turns
to horns. That's
the
way to do it. Give me the Rough Riders,
right,
baby.
Because now I can't even just talk about gambling. Everyone's like, oh, he's a degenerate. He's probably got money on the WNBA. And I'm like, well, I do.
Yeah.
And that's actually where I make a lot of money, to tell you
the point is, yes. So I have, you know, some connections from leagues that I played in, CFL fantasy leagues through the years.
Yeah.
And one of them tipped me off a couple weeks ago, and he's like, you need to go look at the seat map for this game. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, just go look. So every day that I see an update, I retweet it. I retweeted it yesterday. I think they are on pace to sell 9,000 tickets this game.
There's going to be nobody at this game, right?
9,000 tickets.
That's why I don't get what Aaron Rodgers was saying. He's like, well, I got to show up for the fans. And it's like, nobody's going to be there, Aaron. Everybody's at Lambeau Field. That's where they want to watch you play.
Dude, like this is, I'm telling you, I called it the Canadian Fire Festival yesterday.
I mean, but do you blame people for not wanting to go to that? It's a preseason football game. At least give them a regular season game. Like, imagine if the London game was like Lions-Ravens preseason game number 3.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
You know what I mean?
You would destroy the reputation of the game, of the sport.
Right.
And that's part of it. Plus, I think people overestimate when you do something like this because it's Winnipeg. Like, you could throw a rock and hit North Dakota.
I know.
Those guys, if they want to see a preseason game, they just drive to Minneapolis. That's a thing. You can do that, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. 414-799-1250, your biggest takeaway from preseason game number 2, a loss to the Ravens last night in Baltimore. Pete tweets in at the fans, says, the only thing that I took away from the little bit of Packers, Ravens that I watched, is not waste any more time watching exhibition games. Not only boring, but half the guys playing will be long gone in a few weeks. 414-799-1250. We go out to Greenfield, talk with Brian. Brian, your biggest takeaway last night?
Well, I guess it's still festering is the inability of the team to consistently tackle.
Yes.
And that has nothing to do with scheme or who's on the field. And I think some of it in their defense may be the new collective bargaining with the way they are allowed to practice and not physically hit during practice. I think that may have something to do with it, but definitely not everything.
No, and appreciate the phone call, Brian. I completely agree with that, with the new CBA. And I'm all about player health and player safety, but when you're not hitting barely in practice, and I get it too because we always see these injuries in practice. Like, I always go back to the preseason game where Jordy Nelson tore his ACL, and I'm like, why the hell was Jordy Nelson even on the field? You don't want to see that at practice. Who was it? Trying to think a couple years ago. Oh, it was Teddy Bridgewater. Remember,
right.
he was just running, though.
Right.
He was just like running a 40, and his legs snapped.
Yeah.
And he's never been the same. He's never been a starting quarterback ever since. And so, like, you don't want to see those injuries. But also, I mean, Aaron Rodgers could go across the street today to go get a bagel and get hit by a car. So, like, you can't always be so cautious with every little injury. But I do see what they're doing, especially like a first-year head coach, Matt LaFleur. Like, if you lose one of your guys, Devontae Adams, in a preseason or a practice, then it's an issue. But when it's week 3 and guys still aren't wrapping up on tackles, that's an issue. That's something that should be solved by preseason game number 4. And we're seeing the same problems last night. Guys not wrapping up. Guys not tackling. I don't care if it's Raymond Green out there and you know, these no-name guys, and it's not Blake Martinez. But still, like, you need to see guys wrap up, especially how bad defensively you've been the last decade.
And did LaFleur not mention that leading into that? I feel like yesterday we were playing something from him, a clip from LaFleur in which he was saying that. Like, somebody said, what do you need to see? And he said, just need to tackle.
Yeah.
Just need to tackle.
Just got to tackle.
And that's, you know, that's your new head coach trying to say to your team, like, look, these are the fundamentals of it. One of the things that LaFleur has been saying a lot in the 3 or 4 weeks that we've been able to watch him on a daily basis in these training camp practices leading into preseason games, he says this a lot. It doesn't take any talent to put forth effort, right? It doesn't take anything extra to put forth effort.
Mm-hmm.
Effort is something that you can control no matter what your level of talent or level of skill. I kind of like that message because it applies here, right? It applies at this time of year because this is where a guy can make a difference and make a roster spot, but he can also set a tone. And that's what I mean. You get a player, a linebacker, who decides that he's going to be this guy, right? Blake Martinez, I guess, has become that among the middle linebackers, right?
Yeah.
He's going to wrap up. He's going to be a leader. He's going to make those tackles. And he wants people to lead that way and then others to follow that way. I don't care if it's preseason. That's just good football.
And that's what I did like what I saw from Blake Martinez is that's just a fiery dude.
Right?
I know last year when he took his helmet off and was trying to fight people and it was a 15-yard penalty, like nobody was a big fan of that. But I was because I was like, finally, like somebody's showing some marbles on this defense because nobody ever wants to hit. Like, I loved Clay Matthews in his time in Green Bay, but towards the end, he never wanted to hit anybody. Nick Perry was always playing with one arm.
Right.
Ha-ha Clinton Dix was doing anything possible to avoid contact because he had a contract year coming up.
Right.
I want to see guys that could stick. And where the hell is Josh Jones? Could somebody explain to me what the hell this guy's problem is?
It's the same. It's like pairs of cornerbacks or pairs of defensive backs come in and go out.
Yeah.
It was Rollins and Randall, and now it's Jones and Kevin King just MIA, you know? It's not there.
And it's like, I'm not on the team, but are the Packers really going to rely on Kevin King again? It's so tough when you see the same injuries over and over, and I really like Kevin King when he is on the field, and I'm really sick of hearing about TJ Watt and how the Packers passed on him, and I feel like we're going to hear the same thing now about Brian Burns for the next decade if Rashawn Gary ends up being a bust, but I don't know, man. I really need to see some of these guys make a jump, and it's tough to do. Like, some of these guys should be playing in preseason. I'm fine with Rodgers sitting out. I don't think he needs the work, but I don't know. Like, is Josh Jones going to be on this team week one? It's such a confusing situation because he wanted the trade, right? And then he wasn't practicing, and then he came back and he was practicing. And it doesn't make any sense because physically he's got all the gifts, but I feel like he's just, like, mentally, he's either checked out, doesn't care, or just wants to get shipped out. Like, I felt like that was kind of Demaryius Randall towards the end of his tenure in Green Bay, you know, is that I wanted to keep Demaryius Randall. I thought he was a hell of a player, and he showed that last year in his first year in Cleveland, but you could tell he just didn't want to be there.
Right.
There was something that just wasn't there.
And you cannot put yourself in a position where you are the Randall and the coach is the McCarthy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Matt LaFleur is trying to establish himself. Don't be the guy that he establishes himself with by kicking you off the team.
Don't be the problem is what Mark Murphy told Aaron Rodgers. He should probably tell that to a couple other guys on the other side of the ball. But coming up September 25th at the beautiful Western Lakes Golf Club in Pewaukee, it's the 13th annual Perkins Restaurant and Bakery's Fan Charity Golf Outing to benefit Give Kids the World. Your chance to golf with us guys here from The Fan and other local celebrities like Kevin Holden, like members of the Milwaukee Bucks, the Brewers, the Packers, people that you actually care about, not just guys like me. Just $125 for a great day of golfing. We'll provide the breakfast, the lunch, and the dinner from Perkins, Robert's Specialty Meats, and Saz's. You can get all the details right now. Sign up at 1057fmthefan.com. Spots filling up. Everybody out there wants to golf with a guy like Leroy Butler, right? So hurry up, get over to 105.7 FM The Fan right now, and be sure to sign up because spots are filling up and you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss Holdy out there. From what I hear, Freem's throwing you under the bus.
Put yourself in bubble wrap if you see me swinging a club. Like, that ball could literally come out at a 90-degree angle.
Here's a weird text. My wife just texted me and said the first issue of Sports Illustrated came out 64 years ago. So there's your fun fact of the day from Amanda Staten Horvat. More Packers talk, 414-799-1250. It was a craptastic game last night. What'd you take away from it? Chuck and Winkler, next here on The Fan.
I think we'd like to see him, but you're talking about a veteran quarterback that's played a lot of football. I don't think it's a necessity, but it's certainly something that we'd like to see.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur talking about Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, who was supposed to play in this preseason game last night, but about an hour before kickoff, we learned that back tightness, a giant laser, back tightness was going to keep him out, and so Rodgers was on the sideline shaking hands with the referees and watching the likes of DeShone Kizer and Tim Boyle as the Packers lose to the Ravens in week two of the preseason. Big whoop, right?
So LaFleur in those comments, you think he wanted Rodgers out there and Rodgers just last minute decided, hey, I'm not going out there. I don't want, because we knew damn well Aaron Rodgers did not want to play in that game last night. He doesn't want to show anything. He doesn't want to risk injury. You think maybe LaFleur wanted, I'm the biggest Aaron Rodgers supporter at this radio station. That's my title. That's my role here. Aaron Rodgers apologist. But do you think maybe LaFleur did want him out there and Rodgers decided last minute, like an hour before kickoff, I'm not playing in this game?
And it felt that way.
Seems a little pissed, don't he, there?
A little bit. It felt that way. And I don't know. I mean, obviously the relationship, just because of all the stuff that has come out with Rodgers and McCarthy, there's this over-analysis of everything, right?
Yeah.
Knuckle crunch on the sideline between Rodgers and LaFleur, and it's like, oh, look at the chemistry that's developed between the quarterback and the coach. I can't read it in either direction that much based on little subtle cues, but yeah, there's a little something deep inside me that my stomach turned a little bit last night.
I have no issue with Aaron Rodgers not playing in that game, but I know that there's people right now that are tweeting at us at 105.7 FM, The Fan, so 414-799-1250. If you do have issue with Aaron Rodgers not suiting up and taking some snaps last night, give us a call and explain yourself. I want to know why, because Bobby Malecki tweets in at 105.7 FM, The Fan. His biggest takeaway last night, Rodgers is still a 110% B-word. I'm not going to use it on the air because I'm not getting fired.
Right?
I think I could use that word, but I'm not going to. So, yeah, a lot of people calling Rodgers a wimp. Also, Jackson tweets in at 105.7 FM, The Fan, says J.K. Scott's pretty good. Very true. Another tweet says, bashing it off how St. Brown, Moore, and Jimmy Graham all look invisible. That bodes the question. With Geronimo Allison, MVS, and Devontae Adams as your starting wide receivers, how effective can they be? Might be Aaron Rodgers' worst group of receivers ever. Can Rodgers utilize running backs to open things up? And that's a good question right there when you look at this receiving core. I don't want to say that they're the worst ever. Last year's unit was pretty bad because you had three rookies in there. And you look at this year, you get a healthy Geronimo Allison back, and he showed some flashes. I mean, he has throughout his career. He's just never really been given the opportunity because of Randall Cobb, because of Jordy Nelson. Last year, he finally had that opportunity, and then he got injured.
Right.
Devontae Adams, we know he's going to see half of the targets. Jimmy Graham still looks really slow out there.
Yeah.
I would cut Jimmy Graham and eat the money. I would.
Wow.
I think he's finished.
I mean, and the thing is, he hasn't done a whole lot to prove it otherwise, right? Mm-hmm. Two touchdowns last year. He himself was upset with his performance. He'd be the first to tell you that did he not use the words, I sucked? Did he not say that?
Yeah, and he was right. Yeah. I would agree he sucked, and I think he still does suck. I'm going to be quite honest with you. I don't like saying that anybody in the NFL or any professional sports player sucks because they're obviously way better than me. I just sit behind this microphone or in that producer booth. But his best days are over, and that's not really what bothers me. So 2 years ago, he had the 10 touchdowns in Seattle, double-digit touchdowns. He was still a force in the red zone. He comes to Green Bay, he only scores the 2 touchdowns, and he just looks slow. And the problem that I have is he just looks disinterested. He seems like he's more invested in flying airplanes and aviation in the offseason than he is about getting on the football field. And I don't know if you feel the same way about him. He doesn't really talk to the media, which I have no problem with. But there's just something that rubs me the wrong way about Jimmy Graham. And I would rather just see one of these other guys get a shot because it's a waste of money. And also, Jordy Nelson, damn it, is my favorite Packer of all time. If you want to cut Jordy Nelson to save some cash, I'm fine with that. But I would have rather went 6-10 last season or 7-9 last season with a guy that I love like Jordy Nelson than 6-10 or 7-9 with a guy that I don't really care about like Jimmy Graham, whose best days were 5 years ago before the injuries.
That's interesting. Of course, I don't know if I could have read that situation the same way a year ago. I mean, at hindsight's 20/20. I just don't know. I feel like a year ago at this time, I would have had super high hopes for Jimmy Graham to catch 8 or 10 touchdowns, and it just didn't happen. He ended up with 2, but that's, yeah, I mean, look, in retrospect, absolutely, right? I mean, if you had Jordy Nelson's season versus Jimmy Graham's season and you knew you were going to have to pay money to him, then sure. I mean, that it would be almost like a thank you to Jordy for all the years where he was just so terrific.
And it's like even the 10 touchdowns in Seattle, the double-digit touchdowns, like you could see that Jimmy Graham wasn't the same. He didn't have the explosion anymore. He still got the height. He's still a big target, which you want in the red zone. But that was more scheme that got him in the end zone in Seattle. So I just wasn't a big fan of the move. Let's go 414-799-1250 if you had any issue with Aaron Rodgers sitting last night. We go over to the north side, talk to Ram. What's up, buddy?
Oh, Ram, what's going on?
Hello?
How you doing, Ram?
What's up, Ram?
This is Ron.
Ron, what's up, buddy? Sorry, you got the wrong screen up. Yes. What's going on?
You know, I've always was a big Aaron Rodgers supporter, like early in his career. He was saying he can't win playoff games. I was like, well, it's not his fault. He gets the lead back with, you know, a minute and 6 seconds, like the defense blows it. And I always liked him until last year with his pouty faces every time, you know, if someone didn't run the right route or something.
Yeah.
He throws his receivers under the bus. Then what came out with him not calling the plays that McCarthy wanted. And so this year, I think he's trying to play the public relations game because he's caught a lot of flack in the media. But he still has little sarcastic comments like, I know who the boss is. I think he obviously doesn't know who the boss is. And I back tightness is a chronic problem. I have a bad back. Like Yelich has.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of him having back tightness before?
No, never.
Right. So something seemed wrong to me, and it didn't really click until you said, LaForce sounded like he wanted him to play, and then they just came up with this, no, it's back tightness. And I know, I forgot, I think it's you on the station that's always saying that he doesn't need to play in the preseason games.
Yeah.
But ever since Jordy Nelson hurt himself, who wasn't hit, he was just making a cut.
Right.
And I think it was even before the game. He hardly ever plays, and every year it takes him 3-4 games to get into chemistry with his receivers.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, maybe he doesn't need the preseason game, but his receivers need it. So I'm feeling pretty pessimistic about this year after last night.
Oh, that's a great call, Ron, and I agree with you about the PR thing, because doesn't it seem like this year, especially in all the interviews we hear with Aaron Rodgers, he's really talking about his teammates more than ever. I don't know if it's a PR move. I love Rodgers, but usually he's just talking about his receivers. He was complimenting Tony Brown the other day and how hard he works. He's, you know, always talking about Jay Kumerow. So he is doing the right thing with the PR, but yeah, he does get his little jabs in there still. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. 414-799-1250. Let's go out to Oshkosh, talk with Rick. Rick, what's going on, bud?
Hey, I know you've done a top preseason. I don't know why you have to top preseason football, because it sucks. And last night something happened. Note this, that you have to put this down in your calendar.
Okay.
Cubs blew a 5-0 lead, and Bryce Harper hit a walk-off. The Brewers are now one game out.
Rick, are you listening to the show? I did 20 minutes on this. I played the clip. You want to hear it?
No, because I just woke up, okay?
Oh,
and
all right.
I can't, and you're no longer on my app again. I have to do something. They upgraded my app and took you off.
Rick, after the show, I'll stop by. I'm going to download the app for you again. It's radio.com.
Radio.com.
Yep, and I'm going to make sure that you get that app. Hey, real quick. Hey, Rick, are the Brewers going to win the division? Because you were in the Dunn Club. You wanted Craig Counsell fired literally 72 hours ago.
There's two things that have to happen. Josh Hader's no longer closer. He goes one inning. If he does, he needs to pitch inside. He needs to go outside. He doesn't need to go throw a fastball down. As straight as that fastball was at 95, I could hit it.
No, you couldn't.
Okay. I know I couldn't. But anyway, most people probably could if they go to the batting machine and hit,
you know.
But I'm just saying they have to do it by committee, and they have to change their approach with runners on base, improve immensely in the last 30 games. They have to get the ball in play with runners on base. They have to improve that stat.
Rick, I think Craig Counsell should get an extension for at least 5 years. Agree or disagree?
Oh, 1 year.
I think he's a better manager than Joe Maddon.
Whoa.
I don't know about that one. But see, the thing of it is, I have to give him another pass because he's dealing with injuries like you wouldn't believe, just like everybody else is with the pitching staff.
Thanks for the call, Rick. Appreciate it. Craig Counsell would not have brought Derek Holland into that game to face Bryce Harper with the bases loaded.
He would have brought Alex Claudio in to face Bryce Harper with the bases loaded.
Yes, he would have. Alex Claudio's arm is going to fall off. So 414-799-1250. We're going to talk a little bit more Packer football. We'll get into the Brewers as well. They get a big win last night without even stepping on the field. They begin a big series against Washington in Washington. Adrian Hauser on the mound. But we want to know, 414-799-1250. You got an issue with Aaron Rodgers not playing last night? We'll get to that after this.
Yeah, I think we'd like to see him, but you're talking about a veteran quarterback that's played a lot of football. I don't think it's a necessity, but it's certainly something that we'd like to see.
Oh, I'd like to see that too. Just didn't get to see it last night. Aaron Rodgers misses the Packers-Ravens preseason game with back tightness. And, whatever, it's preseason. But at the same time, come on. I need a little taste, man. Even if he just, look, he didn't even have to go out there and throw anything.
Him and
his back tightness. Just hand it off to Dexter Williams a couple times, punt it, and wave.
That's what I'm saying. Just get into the routine. You know, get in there, get in the huddle. break from the huddle, go up to the line of scrimmage, make your calls, make your adjustments. Well, you can't make adjustments, God forbid, or Mike Florio will throw you under the bus because got to run exactly what we're calling into the line of scrimmage. Let's go out to Greenfield, 414-799-1250. If you have any issue with Aaron Rodgers playing last night, let's go to Greenfield. We'll talk with Steve. Steve, what's up, bud?
Hey, guys. Offensive and defensive line, when it was ones versus ones, they were dominated physically on both sides of the ball. I mean, offensive linemen, when they tried to run the ball, they got absolutely no push. I mean, there was one play early in the second quarter, they tried to run to their right, and Bulaga was supposed to get out on a linebacker. He's so slow,
he looks so slow.
Crippled, he couldn't get there. Yeah. I'd say they should cut Bulaga today.
You think so?
The guy doesn't have it anymore.
I'm with you. He has lost a step, but the only problem is who replaces him? Like, who do you trust that's backing up Bulaga? That's the only issue I have with it.
Well, you got a point there. That's a good point. And Rodgers should never, ever complain about practicing against each other or other teams, because this team shows a severe lack of physicality. You just don't get that by practicing against your own guys every day. And when you're a lineman, you need live action, 100% live action, to get ready to play real football. And you can just see in these games, these guys aren't ready.
I completely agree with you, Steve. They almost seem a little soft still, don't they?
Absolutely. This team lacks toughness.
That's a great phone call. Thanks for the call, Steve. 414-799-1250. You could also tweet at us at 105.7FM The Fan. A quick program note. Hang around the station all day long. Well, every day. I almost called you Freems, and I'm sorry about that, Kevin. Every day you should listen to The Fan from 6 to 6. But today, especially around 11:30 a.m., Tyler Hero from the Miami Heat, Milwaukee product, former Kentucky Wildcat, will join the Bill Michaels show, and he'll be there talking a little bit. Let's go back out to the phone lines, go to Sussex, talk with Mike. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Chuck and Winkler. You guys sound different today.
Yeah, a little bit better, huh?
Yeah. Hey, I'm not buying this crap about his back tightness. I get it if they want to hold him out. I get it if LaFleur wants to protect Aaron Rodgers. But, you know, while I was sitting waiting on hold, a thought occurred to me. You could make the argument that Rodgers not playing in the preseason could have contributed to his injuries in the last couple of years, in that he is not in sync in real-time, real-game action.
Yeah.
You know, especially against Minnesota. Now, I know, you know, this is all sheer speculation, but my point is he's not looked good the last few years coming into the regular season. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he always wants to blame everybody. And, look, I'm not going to sit here and railroad Aaron Rodgers, but I think he deserves some criticism. He's saying all the right things this year, but it appears to me that he's already got LaFleur under his thumb, in my opinion. You know, I mean, just play for a series. That's all. You know, nobody's expecting him to play for a half or even a full quarter. I just think that Aaron Rodgers, and, you know, I want to just slip something else in here. Is it true that Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers 1 and 2 made the Packers top list of all time? Because, I mean, that is a travesty. Because both those two guys, as great as they are, they're both Hall of Famers. Mm-hmm. But in my humble opinion, Bart Starr was tougher than maybe those two put together. And he won 5 championships, 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the guy had his lip split down to his chin and played in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just something, and there's something to be said for Brett Favre. He was tough as they come, yes, but he was a prima donna, too. The guy had to have his own locker room. I miss the days. Look, I grew up in the 70s watching the Packers suck,
yeah,
you know, every single year. But there's something to be said for the old school way, and I know that we're never going to go back there. But, you know, and it kind of comes back to the whole Aaron Rodgers thing's not playing last year. I mean, I can't stand this, how players are pampered and, you know, $150 million contract. I get you got to protect that. I'm pissed off, because I wouldn't be surprised if this team goes 8-8 or 7-9 again. And it's not just because Aaron Rodgers missed yesterday.
Appreciate the phone call, Mike. appreciate it, man, because you, there's a lot. That's a good phone call, and there's a lot of truth in there. Well, I disagree. I think Aaron Rodgers is one of the toughest players in the NFL, and I think Brett Favre the same. But yeah, I feel like the guys in the 70s, and if you go back to Bart Starr era, they were so much tougher because they weren't making that much money.
Right.
It was all just about the love of the game. Like, they wanted to go out there and play in sub-zero temperatures during the Ice Bowl. If they split their chin, they were going out there. It wasn't about the money. And now, like, the difference between the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, that money's not guaranteed, so everybody's always thinking of the next deal. So if Aaron Rodgers goes out there and blows out his ACL, now he's set financially. He just signed that deal. That's going to be most likely the last deal he's going to sign.
Right.
But especially running backs like Ezekiel Elliott, Le'Veon Bell, I get why they don't want to go out there, because if you do take one bad hit, you're throwing away $30 to $40 million. So I feel like, yeah, the money has changed. I think guys are still tough, but I just feel like there's more on the line now, because when you're looking at that, all those zeros compared to what you were looking at in 1960, 1950, it's just a huge difference.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is insane amounts of money. But the other half of it, too, is the game has changed a ton. You really, comparative, you know, the statistics, you know, Rodgers even compared to Favre, and of course compared to Bart Starr, the game was very different. And there's good and bad with that.
Yeah.
Like, the game has evolved, yes, and Aaron Rodgers has, you know, you're talking touchdowns to interceptions and that sort of thing, is one of the best of all time. But I bet you never heard anyone say about Bart Starr that he held onto the ball too long because he wanted his interception total down. It's not the way it worked back then, mm-hmm. right? So Starr's totals were not there, but from a leadership standpoint, I'm not sure you could ever beat a guy like Bart Starr. And that's one of the all-time legends of any sport in any situation.
I'm with you there. I'm not going to question Brett Favre's toughness. I mean, the guy right. played after his father passed away. He played with how many injuries? I mean, he had a broken finger on his throwing hand one year. Aaron Rodgers in high school played with a partially torn ACL. Last year, week one, he proved that he's a warrior by going back into that game against the Bears because he had no business being on the field.
Right.
He really had no business being on the field the first 8 weeks of the season. And then if you want to show toughness, week 17, the Packers are already out of playoff contention. He goes out on the field, gets a concussion in a meaningless football game because he wanted to go out there and play with his buddy Randall Cobb one last time and the guys that weren't going to be on the team. So I'm not going to question anybody's toughness in the NFL. But I'm with you. I kind of wanted to see him at least go through the motions because of the slow starts. And especially when you're facing that Bears defense week one, and then that Minnesota defense, overrated or not, week two, he should have been on the field last night. Let's go back out to the phone lines, 414-799-1250. Let's go to Oak Creek. We'll talk with Layton. What's up, bud?
Hey, man. What's up, man?
What's up, man?
I'm just trying to figure out, man, why is all these whining people calling y'all radio station?
I love you, man.
This ain't nothing but a preseason game.
Right.
Everybody's trying to win a spot
yep.
to try to make them some money. And the ones that don't win ain't going to be there. You know what I'm saying?
So you're saying this game's more important for guys like Trevor Davis, not for a guy like Deshaun Kizer, not like Aaron Rodgers, right?
You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, yeah, and the thing is that just like you was talking about, Brent Favre and Rodgers now played hurt, and they kept playing.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And how good can you be when you're still playing when you hurt?
Yeah, no doubt,
and
man.
You hurt and you're trying to win.
Yeah.
And you're trying to win and get your fans on, but you got fans right now that don't even care about you at all, period, because you got this, you think he's this and that and the other. But, you know, I can't understand people, man. I just don't know. I've been here all my life. You know what I'm saying? And I love Brett Favre. Mm-hmm. You were my main man. And I like Rodgers. But you know what I'm saying? It's just these people be calling and whining all the time. They really ain't true no Packer fans.
I'm with you.
They whine too much.
Thank you.
Shut up and wait for the game.
Thank you for that phone call, Wayne.
I completely agree with you, brother.
I want to watch a game with that guy. I completely agree. We can't question Aaron Rodgers' toughness. And I mean, a lot of those throws last year that were in the dirt, a lot of that him not setting his feet is awful mechanics last year, I felt like had to do with because he was playing on one leg. We got, stay on the phone line. We're going to get back to this, 414-799-1250. What were your biggest takeaways? Also, do you have any issue with Aaron Rodgers not playing last night? Take a quick break. We'll be back. It's Chuck and Winkler, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Packers played their second preseason game, a loss to the Ravens. Aaron Rodgers sits out. The Brewers sit out and gain ground in the NL Central.
How about that?
Fun night. I think the winner was the team that didn't play. Exactly. Between those two.
Exactly. Especially when you consider the fact that we waited all day, all week long for Aaron Rodgers, and we didn't get him. 414-799-1250. Tweet at us at 1057FMTheFan if you have any issue. Let's go out to the north side. We'll talk with Malik. Malik, what's up, buddy?
Good morning. Good morning, guys. You guys said something earlier, which I totally agree with. Like, I don't question Rodgers or Brett's toughness, but what I do question is the coaching. It's like, come on, just play one play. Like, hand the ball off. Let us see that you're doing. Because if anybody knows, for the past 4 years, every time that guy doesn't play, somebody, Aaron Rodgers, in the preseason, they get off to a rough start.
Yep.
And also, let's draft a quarterback. I agree with you. This year's class was no good. Next year's class, let's get a decent quarterback that's going to be a decent backup to put some fire on them. I don't care if he does get his feelings hurt. Maybe that'll make him play even harder. But all this, the coddling that they do to him, is just ridiculous. Like, we can't say any.
I think we might have lost you there.
But he's still a quarterback.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you, man. Appreciate that phone call, Malik. And that's a great point. If you do draft a guy, I didn't want Drew Locke. Just, I don't see it there. I watch a lot of Missouri football, a lot of SEC football, a lot of college football just in general. So I just knew I didn't really like this class. Like, if you were going to reach on somebody, I would have been fine if, like, Will Greer dropped to the fifth round. But this team just had way too many holes to waste a draft pick on a quarterback that early. When your pass rush is that awful for the last decade, you needed to go out and get some pass rushers. You still needed another corner, and you needed another safety. I love the Darnell Savage pick. He's going to be a player. He's going to be all around the ball. That guy's a playmaker. I'm still not sold on Rashawn Gary. Hopefully he proves me wrong. I just feel like that's a guy that, I mean, he was the number one rated high school prospect, goes to Michigan. All the physical gifts are there. And he was just lazy at times. You could say, yeah, he took on a lot of double teams, but so did Jadeveon Clowney when he was in college, and he was still making plays. Let's go back out to the phone lines, 414-799-1250. Let's go to South Milwaukee, talk with Jason. Jason, any issue with Aaron Rodgers sitting last night?
Yeah, I got a little bit of an issue with it, man. I mean, I just, you know, I'm not saying play out there for a quarter or half or something like that, but I think with new head coach, new coaching staff, new system, you know, I think a series each game in this preseason is a good way to go about it, especially if you're trying to get off to a fast start. It's not an easy schedule for us. Yeah, we got three home games out of the first four games, but that's kind of tough.
Yeah.
You know, you got the Bears, you got the Vikings, you got the Eagles, you know, and the Broncos, right? I mean, that's not easy. You could easily flip that around and go 1-3.
Yep.
And it's more likely that's what's going to happen because they won't play him. And they let him dictate it. I don't know if that's the case, you know, but get out there, play, get a feel for it because, you know, they can't afford to go 9-7 this season. They just can't. You know, so I hope that they've got a plan. But, you know, you've got a tough task against the Bears coming up in week one.
I'm with you, Jason. You know, and it's like the same story as last year because you went into week one. Aaron Rodgers didn't play a whole lot in the preseason. Oops, sorry. And obviously, you know, that was Coach McCarthy's system. That wasn't Matt LaFleur's system.
Right.
And so it was a system that he'd been in for years. But still, like, that Bears defense was something that you hadn't seen anything like that because Khalil Mack was over on that side of the ball. And what happened? That first quarter, that offense looked brutal. Like, it looked awful. They had no clue. They were out of sync. Rodgers looked awful. And then he gets knocked around. The protection wasn't there. He gets knocked out of that game. Kizer comes in. He looks awful. The only reason they won that game is because when Rodgers went back in the fourth quarter, he couldn't move, so he had to stay in the pocket.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's what Matt LaFleur wants to do is keep Aaron Rodgers in the pocket. And that's maybe some of the reason that I do want to see Aaron Rodgers. And if not last night, I do want to see him in preseason game number three. I don't want to risk the injury, but at the same time, like, he has to play within a whole new offense where they're going to ask him to drop back in a three-step, five-step drop and sit in that pocket. Aaron Rodgers has always been his best when he gets outside of the pocket, you know, and he's buying time and he's making those crazy throws, but that's not going to be his game anymore. They're going to ask of him to do what Drew Brees is doing in New Orleans, drop back 22 to 24 times a game, and they're going to beat you with the run. They're going to have multiple backs carrying the ball in Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams. And it's a whole new offense. So I agree. You know, I think that Aaron Rodgers does need to play at least a quarter in this preseason.
Because the tests are going to be tough off the top. And you lift weights, you know, you've done this.
Yeah.
When you have your toughest physical test as a, you know, when you go in and you're going to lift and it's a day where you're doing a lot of heavy lifting, you don't just bust up in there and start.
Yeah, I'm not benching 250.
But like in the door, you know what I mean? You don't throw the door open and start benching 250.
No,
right? Like,
you got to stretch out and you got to build your,
Even if it's a little bit, right? Like you, even if it's just a few minutes of getting accustomed, you look around, you stretch a little bit, you get yourself into it. There has to be something. You can't just throw the door open and lift the biggest thing right off the top. And they have a season in which that toughest of the 16 games might be the first one.
I completely agree with you. 414-799-1250. Tweet at us at 105.7FM The Fan. If you have any issue with Aaron Rodgers not playing in preseason game number two, we're going to talk about that with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackerNews.com, coming up at 8:20. We're also going to talk some Brewers baseball as they pick up a big victory last night without even stepping on the diamond. They got the Nationals. It's Chuck and Winkler. More coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.